Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on iHeart Podcast Health. That's where you should really get all your health podcasts, podcasthealth.com or Radio MD or wherever you download us from. Thank you very much. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Roizen, and we have a great news of the week for you this week, a very important one. Number one, the Well Beyond Wellness number one is targeted brain cancer cells, and that's our Well Beyond Wellness segment of the week. Yes, researchers have identified the vitamin B12-based compound that crosses the blood-brain barrier, and it hones in on glioblastoma tumors because they need B12, but it delivers sustained nitric oxide that somehow stops cancer cells in animal models. This was an experiment that was done in a way of, it looked like it targeted with the AI system. They put it in and it does target those cells, unbelievably enough. And so we're going to get new therapy, maybe. Needs human trials, obviously, beforehand. Our odd omega story of the week is the belly fat stem cells. Scientists have discovered specialized stem cells that activate as we age to supercharge your body's ability to create new belly fat. Well, eliminating those stem cells, those specific stem cells, or changing them may be a key for the anti-obesity treatments. My favorite story of the week is the wellness foreplay story of the week, though. It is, how do you lose fat and maintain muscle? And it isn't just resistance exercise. It is when you're doing cardio, and this was a six-month study of about 120 people. And when they did high-intensity interval training as opposed to a continued exercise program or a moderate exercise program with resistance, it turned out the only one that reduced body fat and belly fat, key, while actively preserving muscle mass, was high-intensity interval training. What do we mean by that? It's 20 seconds all out, or if you can go 30 seconds all out, and then a rest period of 30 to 40 seconds, and then you do it again. And I do that now for 5 minutes at the end of my workout, my cardio workout. I was doing it for 2 minutes. Now I got that 20 seconds of intensity, 40 seconds of low, 20 seconds of intensity, 40 of low, repeated five times. That's as much as I can about do at this time. But that is the key story of the week and is our wellness foreplay story of the week. Our Roizen rule for a younger you is that Alzheimer's research, we don't really know what causes Alzheimer's, but they found a new molecule that shuts down the brain's immune system so that it reduces plaque buildup. Clearly, amyloid and tau attach to cause immune reaction and inflammation. That's why therapeutic plasma exchange is so effective at it, apparently, because therapeutic plasma exchange gets rid of tau and amyloid, those buildups. It does exchange in the blood. You can find out more about that at our website, lifespan-edge.com. And it is that this compound, OLE, is a compound that changes your immune system or reprograms it so you don't get that buildup. I don't know if that's healthy long term, but at least it's a new molecule that people say they can target and see if it works. Long way off, needs human trials, obviously, in human safety testing first, but maybe it works. There's a massive study of 463,000 teens. It includes that teens who use marijuana double their risk of serious mental illness, including psychotic and bipolar disorders. Very bad marijuana use under the age of 21 in men, under the age of 19 in women. Next study is one of a pesticide. We know people on golf courses or live near golf courses have 2.5 times the risk of Parkinson's disease as those who live further from golf courses and fields. Turns out that a common pesticide called chlorpyrifos, C-H-L-O-R-P-Y-R-I-F-O-S, chlorpyrifos, sharply increased Parkinson's in animals by destroying dopaminergic neurons. We know dopamine is dopaminergic neurons, dopaminergic brain cells. Brain cells that produce dopamine are what is missing in decreases in Parkinson's disease. And what we now know from this is that this compound, this pesticide, it was initially banned in the U.S. The company tried to ban it. It's apparently was developed by Dow Chemical a long time ago, used on row crops such as broccoli and cauliflower and soybeans, as well as on tree nuts and fruit trees. Well, it turns out the company tried to ban it in 23 in the United States, and the EPA upheld that ban, but a judge overruled it. So it was allowed to be sold in the U.S. And finally, it has been banned, at least for food supplies and food nutrients, as of June 30th this year, 2026. The stored supplies are still able to be used in the United States. And apparently that, according to Gemini, it's a Chinese company that still sells it to many Latin American countries. So if you're two things you should do, if you live near a golf course or a farm that grows those rogue plants and fruits and vegetables, ask them to make sure they don't still use it. And two is if you get imported cauliflower, broccoli, soybeans, make sure that you wash them really, really well. Maybe you should put on a K95 mask when you're washing them, because they probably have a lot of pesticide with them. I don't know. I think just buying plants from the U.S. and Canada may be even easier. The next story is the longevity is the next disruptor story, number two. I'm coming to number one in a second. But in number two, it's the FDA is looking at multi-cancer early detection blood tests. These screenings promise to detect multiple types of cancer before symptoms appear, which could allow for early intervention strategies. What's the problem? Well, they failed a test. That's right. In Great Britain, the National Health Service did a large test on these that are in front of the FDA. And what happened? The early detection didn't matter. The people died at the same rates from those cancers, because there was false positives and anxiety and all kinds of other things caused by these tests. I think one day these tests will be ready for prime time, but not now. Now they have no benefit and only increased risk based on the studies. And what did the company say in their press announcement about the failed test in Great Britain? They said they were going to invest more. They had raised more money in the U.S., and we're going to start investing more in people, what are called detailed people, getting them to doctor's offices. Don't buy the hype on TV. Don't buy the hype in the ads. Don't buy the hype on the Instagram. The multiple cancer blood tests are not ready for prime time yet, in my humble opinion, because they have failed each of the tests they've been involved in. Longevity, the next disruptor story number one. AI heart diagnostics are moving into primary care to help evaluate and look at subtle changes in EKGs. They're rapidly rolling out the AI systems. That's a good thing. The crazy administrative process your doc has to go through if you're in the bridge system. So what is the bridge system? Well, let me go up and read you a little bit about it. You wonder who designed this nightmare of a system. Most seniors don't know about the $50 a month bridge program for the GLPs. And that may be good because it's impossible for most to figure out if they qualify for the bridge and very difficult for your doc to do it. What do I mean by it's very difficult for your doc to do it? Well, let me give you the underview, if you will, or the overview of this. If you will, the program offers temporary access to GLP medications for eligible Medicare Part D beneficiaries through December 31st, 2027. That's 18 months. However, the requirement is that although they can't receive it through Medicare Part D, they have to be Part D subscribers to access this non-Part D benefit. Eligible patients must pay a $50 copay, but navigating coverage between Medicare Part D and the bridge is proving difficult. Many older Americans are unaware of the program. A significant portion believe that Medicare should cover, 61% believe that Medicare should cover all obesity treatments, just like it covers other chronic diseases. But the part is, if you qualify for Part D, you have to pay about $170 a month, for example, for semaglutide. The program's lack of clear distinction between Part D and the bridge-covered indication further complicates it. Let me give you a particular example. For Wegovia, it is covered under both programs in specific cases. So, for example, if you are covered for Wegovia because you have cardiac disease and or Ozempic that is covered by semaglutide, because you have a diabetes and cardiovascular disease risk, you have to pay $170 a month. But if you have Zepbound or tirzepatide for the same indication and it's not covered, you can get the bridge at $50 a month. Similarly, I mean, it's crazy. If you've had a heart attack already and have prediabetes, you're on Medicare Part D. But if you haven't had a heart attack and a prediabetes and are overweight or obese, you can be covered on this for one of the two drugs. Guess which one? Tirzepatide. But you can't be covered for all of that under semaglutide, the way I understand it. Anyway, it's a good luck that you're going to get covered for this, because it is a clear administrative nightmare, at least in my mind. Let's go back to the news of the week. That was number 9 in my, if you will, well beyond wellness story of the week. Pretty complicated, right? And if you see, there's a damn table. There's a checkoff list on the website if you can get to it. Those are the top news stories of the week. My main take home for you, do HIIT. Do high-intensity interval training at the for the last as many minutes as you can of your cardio workout. So continue to do resistance training. Continue to do walking. Continue to do jumping. But add to your cardio workout, not increase the time, but do 20 seconds of high intensity every minute to try and build for as many minutes as possible, which helps both get rid of fat and build muscle. Remember to say thank you to our sponsors by going to their websites, for Youngevity, the number 4, Youngevity, Youngevity.com. Sign up for the free newsletter. And LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Releasium, really helpful when you increase dosage for the 2 days before, the day of, and 2 days after you give yourself a shot of the GLP-1s, or even take the pill if you have nausea, vomiting, constipation, or diarrhea. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen, your host for You, the Owner's Manual. I want to thank you for downloading us. You're the reason we do it. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too. Remember to go to the Bee. The Bees are always great guests, so download. This has been 1288A. Download the Bee segment. Wonderful guests. And we have a special wonderful one for you this week. Thanks a lot. See you next week, I hope, on the podcast.